This is Craig from The Res, and you're listening to Radio Brendo Man with Captain Phil Vecchio.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Radio Brendo Man. I'm Brenda Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
And last time we spent a lot of time talking about the greatness of Marvel and the movies.
Well, see, we did the movie section early.
I think we're not going to do music rock cards this week. We've got to get to this mail, because we got a lot of good mail. We got a lot of good mail. We're still deep in the Kalmbach. But we also got one from Andres.
Yeah, let's jump right into it.
This is from our friend Andres, who we haven't heard from in a while.
Yeah.
And he says, "Hey guys, long time no talk."
It has been a while.
"I know it's been a while since I've last hit you guys up, and about that as long since I've last listened. Sorry, life and stuff happens." Hey.
We understand.
"I'm still behind on catching up on all the DVD Blu-rays I've bought. Yes, I still buy physical media, around 200, half of which are TV seasons." Man.
I understand. I have quite a few still packaged that I haven't watched from years ago.
I got rid of everything, pretty much. I still have some, like, that I don't want to get rid of.
Yeah.
Like, I have mine, but then there's some of those I have never even watched, but I won't give them up. "The plan is to start listening again when I've caught up, or listen when I start working out again, whichever comes first." Hey, it's a good goal.
Good, yeah. Work out. Then you can listen.
"Anyways, the reason I'm contacting you is because I was at a local discount store in Colton called Just Bargain on Washington Street across from Fiesta Village."
I know where that is.
"And I saw Ecto Coolers." I have seen Ecto Coolers at 99 cents only stores, and he does point out a 6-pack for 99 cents, they expire on December 26th, so they are expired.
Yeah, but I mean...
expiration dates on that stuff is kind of like... I think it's because they have to put it on.
They do. They have to. But I mean, how... What's there to expire? It's sugar water, basically.
See, I got the Ecto Cooler out of my... Because, one, I can't... That's like the road to diabetes.
Right.
Because as we pointed out, there's like, I want to say 60 or 70 grams of sugar in one of those cans.
It's a lot of sugar.
And... But if this is just the, like... I think it's the boxes.
See, that, you didn't ever, well, I know you got some.
I got some.
But, I don't know.
But no, I've seen the, no, I think it is the cans. Because I've seen the boxes, and I've seen the cans at 99 cent stores, but I'm kind of over the Ecto Cooler.
Well, he's not wrong in that you have been long time obsessed with it.
I'll let you know. So I appreciate the tip, because I've also seen them at 99 cent only.
Yeah.
Also, I have seen a few scattered Lego mines, like the Lego Dimensions.
Oh yeah, is it still at 99 cents?
It's like a couple. Like this,
it's the same ones.
Yeah,
they like flooded that market.
I think it was on purpose to sell.
I think too.
They were like, "All right, our base system sales are stagnating." Because I don't know if you've noticed, the price of that has not gone down.
Right.
On Amazon. I think it's because now they have this huge market where they know people will pay.
Yeah,
the higher price.
Thousands and thousands of people
that bought all these dollar ones. That was kind of a smart move.
Yeah, it really was.
I want to hear like if that worked.
I mean, they're putting out more great stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, like you mentioned earlier, they got the Goonies coming out. There's a lot of them I still don't have.
When do you even play that? When was the last time you played Lego Dimensions?
It's probably been a month. That's the thing. That's why I had to put like kind of a freeze on buying new games.
That's kind of the thing. Cause I went to GameStop. So on Thursday, I got off work and then I went straight to the movie theater. Cause I had this whole thing where I'm like, oh, I should go home. But then I'm like, the movie's at 7. Going back and forth just seems kind of, So I ended up going to like, there was this Chinese place that was not very good.
Oh, okay. I was about to get a recommendation, but not very good. Which one? Like, where in?
It's like right by the Starbucks. It was by, so you know, there's the Barnes and Noble.
Oh,
and there's this Chinese place.
There's a
sushi place, and then there's a Chinese place. It's called Magic Walk. It was not magic.
Not magic?
It was just pretty...
I don't think I've ever been in there. But I've been to... I feel like I've been to... Maybe
it was all right. I mean, it was just pretty generic. Yeah. And, like, everything was kind of flavorless.
All right. So definitely not one I need to hit up then.
Just felt like it had been under those heat lamps for quite a while.
Right.
And just the chow mein was kind of that, like... There's something, the Panda chow mein is so good.
It is.
And it's, and then like you go to some of those other places and their chow mein is so gross.
It has that like real thick noodle.
Just real thick noodles.
It's not good. I like those kind of noodles when you have like a fancy sit down. Yeah. Sometimes you'll get those really well done.
These are just
kind
of like, eh.
If it's cheap, it's not right.
It's not good.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just, but it was fine.
Alright.
Cause I was, what was I gonna eat? I wanted to eat somewhere and then it was like, too crowded or something, and then I was just like, oh, I'll just eat here. And
well, the Guardians phenomenon has made it quite busy down over there.
Yeah, it was nutsos. But then I went to GameStop, and they were practically giving away the Wii U Animal Crossing
thing. With the two amiibos.
Like $10.
It's fun.
But I'm like, this will sit somewhere, and I will never play it, because I haven't even played.
I've got several.
Plus, I think I played, I haven't played, Disney Infinity, since I got it. I played it for a while, and then I stopped. And I'm like, alright,
this is a lot of games. It's hard to keep up.
And then, I've been pretty much playing, I got all these other games that I bought. Like, I bought The Witness. I still got to show that to you.
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
Yeah.
But I've mostly been playing Diablo 3 because I got the season. And I'm up to, the fifth chapter of my season journey. And now I'm on, the really, hardcore stuff.
Ooh.
I passed, the easy stuff. Get to level 70. Do all this stuff. Now it's, real challenging stuff. Ooh. So it's a lot of fun. But I was like, it takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
There's so much TV to watch. So much wrestling to watch. I'm having a hard time juggling everything. Plus, I've been really busy on the weekends, the last several weekends.
Yeah,
I never even talked about Ranchathon.
Yeah, you were gone for a whole weekend.
Went camping. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Been going to wrestling shows.
Yeah, you were gone all weekend this weekend
in
LA.
Yeah, I went to, LA was last weekend.
Oh. Man, it's all blending together.
This weekend was Riverside.
That's right.
I went to Riverside Friday night and Saturday night.
Okay.
Friday night was NXT, and it was cool because I saw some people. Well, one of my friends, who from Lucha Underground, I saw him and his son, and that was cool. And then I went out with some other friends. There was the guy that Steven and I gave a ride home.
Oh yeah,
but,
that's right.
But he was saving Julian. He had started texting me. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be there. And then he saved a place for me at the front of the line.
That's cool.
And his friends were there, so we hung out. And then he ended up having a general admission seat, and I was in the balcony, but he ended up sitting right behind me. So it was cool. And then, and the show was really great. And then when I was down on the floor talking to my friend Gabe, who is known as he's the Lucha Gringo. If anybody watches Lucha Underground on a regular basis, you'd know who Gabe is. They call him the Lucha Gringo. He's like an older dad. He's like the white dude dad in this sea of wrestling. And because he's with his young son.
Right.
And they always get on TV a ton. Everybody knows who Gabe is. If you watch Lucha Underground enough, he's got glasses. He wears a floppy hat. They finally made him a shirt. Well, his son made him a shirt that he's going to start wearing called Lucha Gringo, and it's got his logo.
Nice.
And he's a character. He's actually doing ring announcing in an indie show on the 13th, so I was bummed that we couldn't, I told him I couldn't go because we're doing our thing.
Yeah, that's right. So we have a special thing this weekend.
Brendo's birthday surprise.
And I can't say much more than that other than.
Just tune in next week.
Tune in next week. You'll hear all about it. It's going to be cool.
Phil says I'm going to freak out.
I think you are going to freak out.
All right.
You're going to be pretty excited. In a good way. I think you're going to be excited.
Wait. I know what's happening this weekend. No, it's not that. There's no way.
What? I don't know. I'm not going to answer. I'm covering my face so I don't give
any certain
away.
Band is playing at the Rose Bowl.
Who's that?
See, you don't. So it's not that.
I don't even know who it is.
I think U2 is this weekend.
No, it's not U2. Okay.
Well, you were like, I'm going to freak out. And
you are going to freak out.
Like, is it U2?
It's in a good way.
Because Cheryl won tickets.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's going.
It's
and I know Murray's going. Everybody I know is going to YouTube, but me.
We're not, but you're doing something you'll be very excited about.
Okay.
It's going to be cool.
I believe you.
Good. I thought you, like, figured it out or something.
I thought I did, too.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I went through the entire LA Weekly events calendar. Oh, I couldn't figure it out.
I'm so excited. I love a good surprise, too, because I know you don't know what it is. You have no idea.
It's something where we're leaving at 11. That's where I'm like, it's not a show.
It's an all day thing.
That's what I'm saying. So it's not like a typical thing, but our Ventura thing was an all day thing. So maybe you have multiple things planned. Like, but you said we're going to be home by 9. So I'm like, so it's not like,
and we are going to eat lunch.
So I'm like, it's not like a, so I'm like, what the heck is it?
It's going to be great. Can't tell
and then
you
like, there's like, it's like a shifting time frame. Yeah. So I'm like, are you in cahoots with somebody?
I don't know, maybe. I've told a few people, and the people I've told have been said, yeah, this is going to be great. He's going to love it. So,
is it wrestling related?
I'm not telling you anything about it.
You wouldn't do something wrestling related.
I'm not giving you any clues other than it's going to be great. You're going to love it.
Is it a backstage Disneyland tour?
You're gonna love. Not telling you. Not telling
you. Andrew says guessing can only ruin it, and Andrew knows.
That's true. So don't. Yeah, you don't. You want it to be. It's gonna be a good surprise.
No,
you're gonna love it.
You know how I get.
I know. And you gotta wait till Saturday. It's only. It's Monday night, then you have to wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna be good though.
All right.
All right, well, so have we gotten new Mark Kalmbach, or is this like, we're still working on this one.
We gotta get through this so when he does send a new one.
Then we can get onto that.
But first, we should probably talk about the fact that, you can save a lot of money by using, Stitcher.
Yes.
I get out of order.
Because it's free.
It's free. You should be paying.
Why are you paying for a thing to listen to podcasts on?
Well, a lot of podcast things are free.
That's true.
A lot of them cost money, though.
Yeah. Well, so don't pay. You don't have to. Listen on Stitcher. It's free.
I was going to say you could save a lot of money by using DreamHost.
That's true, too.
We use DreamHost.
It's a good thing to use.
It's great. We got our VPS upgrade. It's going great.
And if you guys want to use it, go to our website, RadioBreno.com, click the DreamHost link, save $50.
And that's how you can have your own podcast empire like us.
That's right.
Well, big not empire. Like everybody. Like the Benview Network.
Yeah.
You should listen to the Benview Network of shows. Like, you just put up a new,
Mandarin Orange show.
I haven't listened to it yet because I'm behind.
Well,
not on Mandarin Orange show, just on
podcasts in general.
Well, I listen to too many now, it takes too long to get through the whole rotation.
Yeah.
I think I gotta cut back. There's a new Shut Up Leonard with an exciting announcement.
Oh, interesting.
That's exciting.
You guys are personally bringing back Community?
I'm trying to get on Harmontown. So far, no success.
No motion there.
Us on Harmontown talking about Marmaduke would be like the greatest thing. Oh, they talk about the next Benview podcast.
Oh, on the Shut Up Leonard. Okay.
Well, there you go.
Gotta check that out then. See what it is.
Check that out. Listen to the new Shut Up Leonard. Because Dan Harmon was on Dr. Ken, and that's why they did a new episode.
Okay.
And it's actually different from what we previously announced. Oh.
It's going to be... Go ahead and speak your mind, Leonard. That's going to be the new show.
Yeah, please talk.
Yeah, let us know, Leonard.
Well, you also got... There's a new MBWS that I talked about earlier with Marty and Sarah from Marty and Sarah Loves Wrestling.
Yeah.
We're also working on next chapter of MBWS. It's going to be happening soon.
Very exciting.
But it's not 100% yet.
That's right. You don't have to say it, but there's some cool things.
I told Phil.
In the pipeline.
Phil knows. We're working on.
I know.
We got some things not announced, but working on for the next iteration of MBWS.
MBWS, you could say the initials still apply. That's your tagline.
There you go. Just gave it away.
What? That's not giving anything away.
Extra Damage. Still going strong.
Yes, they are.
You're like talking about video games.
Yes, they do.
You got Benview on Spielberg, Comic Nerds Unite, Star Wars Nerds Unite.
All the Nerds Unite.
Yeah. Midnight Marinera. Get spooky. Alex P. Keaton is my friend. When's that happening?
What's going on?
Still on spring break?
I am on an extended spring break because my interview fell through, so I had to...
Oh, no.
It'll be rescheduled, but I'm probably just going to do... Might even hit you up and do another one with you and do one with Janelle because I got to finish the season before we go... to on our vacation. I have like a few more episodes. So
yeah, you do.
So anyway, I had a thing fall through, and it's still happening. But yeah, it'll be there.
In case we don't get to it, I just want to say, because we forgot to mention it last episode on Tuesday, since this is coming out Thursday, be sure, if you're in the greater Los Angeles area, check out the Comic-Con Revolution on Saturday the 13th. There are still tickets available, comiconrevolution.com. Andrew Lindy will be hosting the Webcomics Advocates and the Podcast Advocates panels on Saturday.
Very excited to hear how that all goes.
So be there. Check it out.
Brendan is convinced that that's going to be a thing, as I just bring him to that convention anyway. Hey, I'm taking you to comic convention.
What if that's it?
What would you say if I was like, oh, that was it, sorry. I couldn't think of anything. Just taking you to the convention.
I'd be like, that we got into for free. Like, actually, we had to pay.
Yeah, I had to pay. Hey, can you pay me for your ticket, too?
And some gas.
Yeah. That's not it, though.
All right. Well, check that out. ComicConRevolution.com at the Ontario Convention Center, Saturday, May 13th. Tickets still available at ComicConRevolution.com. And check out the Podcast Advocates and Webcomics Advocates panels.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. You know what else is great? MountainRoomEscapes.com.
It is.
It's real great.
They are running strong. They've been, like, booked, like, more than ever. They got mentioned in a newspaper article this last week.
Yeah, I saw that.
But they've been, like, book solid, so you got to book long, far ahead if you want to get in there.
If you're going to book in there, it's up in the lovely Big Bear. Use the code RadioBrendoMan. Get $5 off each ticket.
That's right.
Also, check out our friends at Crude Ink. They just had another show. I saw they had some cool new vinyl artwork.
Very cool stuff.
Such awesome artwork. That's at Etsy.com/shop/CrudeInk. Don't forget to check out MyVacationPants.com. We've also got our Clicker Heroes clan.
That's right. We have the John Goo Bang Doo one, and we've got Mandarian Orange Show.
Yeah. Radio Space Brendo Man, but that's full.
That
I
is full.
Pretty sure. I haven't looked in a while.
You gotta boot some, like, boot your bottom person.
I guess I gotta.
Boot your bottom person.
All right. Well, you know what else you can save money doing.
Yes.
It is a great way to help out the show. Well, a free way to help out the show that everybody should be doing, because we don't have enough iTunes reviews. We need more.
That's true.
It's been a while.
It has been.
And we'll read them on the show.
That's great.
As long as you're not a total jerk.
I don't know. I think we should read the jerk ones.
Fine. We'll read the jerk ones.
We'd rather read a nice one.
But you need to rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. That'd be really great.
Yeah.
Great way to help the show. Another way to help the show, sign up for a free trial of Amazon Prime by going to RadioBrendo.com. Click that Amazon Prime.
A lot of good stuff on Amazon Prime.
Get 30-day free trial, and if you decide to sign on, it's only $99 a year. Get that unlimited free 2-day shipping. You know what's coming up I forgot about?
What's that?
Mother's Day.
Yeah.
But I got Amazon Prime.
Doesn't matter.
I still got a few days.
Yeah. You got, you're good.
So good.
Yeah.
I hope my mom's not listening to this. Now, I knew. I just...
You knew.
Sort of.
It is Mother's Day this weekend. Don't Mother's forget weekend. If you guys did.
What are you doing?
I think we might go up to Big Bear.
Yeah.
Or they might come down. I'm not sure. I don't know. We haven't planned that far. We hung out with my parents this last weekend. So I don't know exactly what the plan is going to be. But
You know what else is a good plan? Is buying things on Amazon.
Yeah, like you always do.
You don't have Amazon Prime, but buy those gifts. They even have, like, you know, like chocolate and flowers and the typical stuff. Food stuff.
Send your mom a sandwich.
I usually go with, like, either, like, chocolates or teas or coffee. Yeah. My mom likes coffee. They have, like, those coffee packs.
Anything is on Amazon. You can buy
anything.
Tons
of stuff. And we got a few things this week. And when you buy something through the link, we don't know who buys it, but we know you buy stuff. And it really helps us out.
Yeah.
That's what's paying to keep the lights on at RadioBrendo.com.
And then we will read it, and we have some fun things.
Like, we got a Petsy Treat Cam. Wi-Fi pet camera and treat dispenser. So this is like...
How does this work?
I think you, like, have a camera and you can see them, and then you hit a button and then it, like, dispenses a treat.
Oh, so you do it, like, manually.
Yeah. Watch the excitement when you pop in.
Say hello to your pet through the high-quality audio.
Your pet's favorite chew, the Petsy Treat Launcher. What if you shoot it?
It's probably not, like, that hard of a launch. Saves pictures so you can share it to social media.
Oh, it's like this thing, and then it shoots out a little treat. That's kind of awesome.
Yeah. It's the future.
Then you're, what if your dog ends up loving the machine more than you?
See, speak, snap, treat. Capture candid photos.
All right, I gotta read about this.
People like it? Well reviewed?
No smart network switch. Blah, blah, blah. Petsy app. Oh, there's an app.
Okay.
Hello. Will I be able to hear my cat or not? Some people say it has a microphone. Some say it doesn't. If it doesn't, is there a way to add it? It's a pet cam. You can see them and talk to them when you touch the microphone on the screen, but your pet can hear you but can't see you.
So you can see the pet and the pet can hear you.
But he doesn't answer their question that you can hear them.
Well, the next one down says that you can't hear
them. There is no microphone on the unit. But you might be able to tell if your dog is speaking via the video. So the answer is no.
Dogs don't speak unless this is like a Marmaduke situation. Yeah.
Can multiple people have it? But there are ones where you can hear them, but the different things. Like John and Veronica, but they don't have a treat shooter.
Well, that's the thing. You're trading a microphone for a treat shooter. It's largely...
Godsend product for dogs who don't like being left alone.
Exciting times.
Exciting times.
That's funny. Oh, he's got a picture of their dog using it down there.
Man.
It's largely positive review, but let's see what those one stars are. You know we like those one stars.
Where is it?
Oh, there you go. She loved it.
Bought the camera for my mother for her birthday. She loved it this September. Unfortunately, by December, it wasn't working properly. Contacted the company. They were supposed to have a tech support call. 2 weeks later, no luck.
It's the comment.
GW, I sincerely apologize. Please contact support and ask me for me, Lenny. I'll make sure this gets handled immediately. Well, there you go. They're making it right.
All right. If that was even a real comment,
These are verified purchases.
But I'm saying, like, if they're not just, like, complaining.
I've had this for a few weeks. And the other day I had to unplug it because it would randomly turn on and make the notification. So I tried it again, and it didn't happen. Did you contact? See, they're very responsive.
That's good.
Unfortunately, I'm extremely disappointed. The only function I seemed to work was the treat dispenser. Whenever I was trying to watch my puppy remotely from my mobile phone, the screen was completely blurry, or half the screen would go completely green. So I was having some issues, but then they seemed to respond to these.
Yeah, they responded like all of them.
Well, there you go. Nothing real goofy.
Yeah.
Just some like technical.
Well, and you got overwhelming positive. So it sounds like you got a good treat dispenser camera.
I want to hear about some more about this treat dispenser camera. All right, we got Ella plus Mila. Nail polish, mommy collection, lights out.
Like glow in the dark?
Then we got nail polish, elite collection, naughty, not nice. Then we got elite collection, champagne pop. I want to hear about this. Lights out.
This is lights out, glow in the dark. That's what I want to know.
It is black.
Lights
out for a good night's sleep. This is for moms.
But what makes it, like, for moms more than, like...
I don't know.
Any other one?
It says mommy.
Alright. Nail polish.
Mommy collection. Ella plus Mila launched their adorable polish line with a unique mommy and me set. One big mommy bottle and one small me bottle.
I got it.
Okay.
So you can get them, in pairs. That's cute.
Does anyone know if this polish is thick? I need a black, thick polish. Yes, this is definitely an opaque black nail polish. I recommend the base and top coats to make it last. I don't know what any of that means.
I don't know.
I don't have to deal with this stuff.
Yeah.
Does it have a strong smell like regular nail polishes? It does have an odor, but not as strong as other nail polishes, in my experience.
Hmm.
Got a one star here.
94% positive, but we got one star.
I just saw it. Crappy brush. Mine came with a frayed brush, therefore my polish went in streaky.
Wow.
Get a new brush?
Yeah, that seems like a pretty, like, that's not a, I don't know, I guess I don't know anything about nail polish, but that seems like, that's not really a one-star thing. Like, it sounds like maybe you got one that had a bad brush. That's not really a review of the product. I don't know. I disagree.
Well, somebody bought the nail polishes.
Sweet. Thank you guys for buying stuff, as always.
Thank you.
Keep it up.
Keep buying the stuff.
Buy your Mother's Day presents.
Buy your mom some nail polish.
And then get some for yourself.
Apparently. Phil, what's going on with the Brax book?
I have the files.
You've had the files.
I do have the files.
Okay.
Yeah. I got them to my house.
All right.
That's about it. I know. I haven't done anything this last week. This last week,
we've
lived and breathed.
You hadn't done it in the last week before that either.
We built the room escape the week before, and then we ran it last week.
So this week you're going to do the Brass Book?
That's the plan. We'll see.
Well, we've also got some other stuff coming up. We got San Diego Comic-Con.
Yep.
July 19th to 20th. Man, that is coming up.
That is coming up.
The hotel apocalypse happened.
It came and went.
Comic-con.org/CCI. I don't know why you would go there if you don't already have a ticket.
Maybe if you forget what date it is, but you already have the ticket.
Yeah.
You just want to look it up.
You need to look up your account information because we're so far past. It's all there. But we're going to be at Comic-Con. We don't know yet about the panels, but we should be hearing back relatively soon.
Yeah.
The deadline passed, so then at a certain point, probably next month,
good.
They might start telling us.
Comic-Con Palm Springs, we do know. We're going to have good
Palm
stuff
Springs.
There.
We're going to be there. ComicConPalmSprings.com. Badges are available. As we talked about last week, Stan Lee.
Yeah,
it's going to be there. Stan Lee went to the Gene Simmons School of Retirement Tours, right. As I've said. Then also, did you put in the thing?
I did put in the thing for Long Beach, yes. I did for both of them.
Okay.
Haven't heard yet.
September 2nd and 3rd. Well, since they're still in the application period.
Yeah, so,
But also, that's like our home base.
Yeah.
So
yes, I did turn those in.
That's longbeachcomiccon.com. You can buy your tickets. LA Podfest, October 6th, 7th, and the 8th at the Biltmore. LAPodfest.com. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
We were just talking about, so excited.
It's going to be good.
So excited.
Got your little recorder thing.
Got it all set up.
It's all going to be
good. And
in.
We're going to bring our record for Marin. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to happen.
So we're going to jump back to the letters
we're
now.
Back to the letters.
Back to Mark.
Yes.
We'll get through some of his, some good stuff here. Going back in time.
Man, so much.
He's all very right. Thorough.
Very good and thorough. Episode 49. Oh, yeah, I'm also officiating a wedding next weekend.
Oh, yeah. Wait, this coming weekend?
No, the next
one. Next weekend, okay.
So that's, I'm got to prepare for that.
Yeah, should probably do that.
I got to get some pants.
Got to get some pants.
Well, I don't have any, like, slacks.
Yeah, probably should wear pants.
Can't wear jeans.
I don't think so. I mean, it depends on the kind of wedding.
I think it's a fancy wedding.
You should definitely find out beforehand.
All right. Well, Andrew says he's going to try and record our podcast panel this weekend.
Sweet.
Put on the Benoff feed.
Ooh, if you want to, tell us in the feed who is going to be there so we can tell people.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know who's going to be at the podcast one.
Episode number 49. This is from Mark Kalmbach. Going through.
Going back through the history.
Favorite flavors of Ben and Jerry's are discussed. Oh, it's David and Cheryl.
Nice.
There you go.
Good lineup.
All right. Here's mine. Fish food. Runners up. Cookie dough and chunky monkey.
Cookie dough is definitely one of the all-time greats.
I am a chubby hubby fan, but that's got peanut butter. I know you don't like. But my number one is Cherry Garcia.
Cherry Garcia is great.
That's my number one.
I like those half-baked ones.
I also
personally.
Like, I know we probably talked about
this. Probably the same
exact New York Super Fudge. Like is like, oh my gosh,
oh,
and there's
the
so
Colbert
much chocolate.
One? Have you done
Colbert,
the Colbert
one is great. Americone Dream.
Yes. Oh, because it's got bits of cone.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really bad that I know so well all the flavors of Ben and Jerry's.
The best ice cream I've ever eaten at a Baskin Robbins was Bananas Foster. It was very delicious, but except for the one time I ate it in 2015, I've never seen it again. I've never seen that.
Yeah.
Remember they used to have Bananas Foster in the cafeteria all the time?
That's one of the reasons.
So fat. We had real ice cream at like every meal.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Real ice cream and soft serve.
Yeah.
We could choose or get both.
We made
both.
Like root beer floats.
Yep, every meal.
And then we'd have like a scoop of ice cream to take to go every single time.
And then sandwiches and cereal.
My gosh.
Yeah.
I was just talking, John and I were having like a whole like just nostalgia about and just like the million ways we like stole food from the cafeteria and from the Eagle's Nest.
It was
Matt and all his pizzas.
Oh man! Well, those were. I mean, we've talked about
Paul
that many
just
times,
bringing back trays of food.
Oh, okay. Speaking of that, I got a funny text from Jeff Edwards today.
Yeah.
He said that it is business. Like one of their clients brought in like five like giant like cafeteria sized trays of bread pudding, which you know I love bread pudding. And he's like, nobody here likes it. Like maybe two or three people tasted them. There's four of them just sitting here going to waste. And I'm like, no. And he's like, he said, I'm thinking of like freezing them and mailing them to you or something, but like, I don't know what we're going to do with it. Mm. So they've got like 5 trays of bread pudding they're just going to throw away. And they're like 6 hours away.
Bread pudding. We just had some awesome bread pudding somewhere.
Oh.
Oh, man. Dude. Oh, you know where I almost went to? And then I went over to that Golden Corral.
Yeah.
There was like a line wrapped around the building. The parking lot was, I saw this, it's got a massive parking lot. It was completely full. And there's this line just wrapped around. And it was like 5 o'clock.
Well, I'm like, excited for a new Golden Corral.
It was
apparently
crazy. And I'm like, I gotta be at Lucha Vavoom in a couple hours. It looked like the line alone looked like it was at least a half hour, 45 minutes long just to get in there.
So you did
it
not
looked
go.
Crazy. So I don't know when I'm
Is
gonna
it
ever.
Really good?
It's definitely way better than Hometown Buffet All from right. what I remember at, cause they have like grilled to order sirloin steaks. You can just get as many of those as you want.
That sounds good.
They have
good.
Like a really good selection of food and it's like, cause like Hometown Buffet is gross. Like
yeah,
it's just always like, it just feels like it's all been sitting there where, cause I didn't go a bunch like when I was in Missouri, but I went a few times and every time I remember being like, this is like the best buffet place I've been to.
It's really hard to convince Janelle to go to buffets though.
I know.
She's like so anti-buffet.
Well, this place, the line is just so nuts.
Yeah.
And the, like again, like this parking, it's like this massive parking lot.
Well, it used
lot.
To be like where they do circuses yeah. and stuff. It's a yeah. huge property.
They have there. That whole thing and it's just cars and then a line wrapped around the building.
Man.
And it's so many old people.
Yeah, because that's at 5 o'clock. That's definitely the time.
It was at 5 o'clock and it was so crowded.
If you went there at like 7:30, it'd probably be empty.
No, the whole hospitality, because then I went over to Olive Garden and that was like a 30-minute wait.
Yeah.
Man, Saturday in San Bernardino hospitality was like popping.
Oh, it's hopping, man.
Because they got all that stuff. I ended up going to freaking Panera Bread.
Ugh. Bread.
I don't understand, because you're getting soup and a sandwich, and you get a side
bread,
of bread.
A side of bread. Sandwich with the bread and the bread.
It's good. It's Panera Bread Company. So here's what, I did get mad, because they're like, I'm like, I would like bread. They're like, we're out. I'm like, you're out of bread at Panera Bread? And they're like, oh, you can have cut a slice off the sourdough. I'm like, yeah, you're going to freaking do that, because it's Panera Bread, and you can't be out of bread at Panera Bread.
It's the one thing you do. It's the only food you serve. It's bread.
I don't know. It was a weird day. I was feeling, I don't know. I felt really weird. I think it's because I like, there's a long time in between the time I ate, because like I hadn't eaten all day.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I was like, I'll just eat later. And then like I got to the point where I went past the point where I should have eaten and I started having like
a dizzy Hulk.
Weird. Yeah. I felt really weird and like to the point where I almost got sick and like I had some soup and I just like almost got sick because I think my body's like, like, it's like shock. I don't know. So I'm gonna have to remember to eat on the weekends.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna start out with lunch on our thing on Saturday.
Because I did not eat lunch last Saturday and it almost killed me.
Well, we won't kill you on Saturday.
I just was like, I'm about to go out. I don't have time to go. I don't know. I'm being real lazy.
Well, you can't be lazy on Saturday.
I know.
You're gonna be working hard.
All right. Where were we?
Bananas
I've never
Foster.
Seen it again, though they claimed it as one of the regular Baskin-Robbins flavors. Never heard of that.
Nope.
I don't go in Baskin-Robbins, like, ever, because that's, like, death.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
So I don't do it. Häagen-Dazs sold a fantastic Bananas Foster ice cream a few years ago in the little pint tubs. Do you know those Häagen-Dazs tubs are not an actual pint?
No.
That's why the Ben & Jerry's, like, an actual pint, because you look at the Häagen-Dazs,
yeah,
it's not an actual pint.
Man.
But not since that I found. Update. Since I originally wrote these notes, we lost our Baskin-Robbins. Huh. In its place, the business now sells Cascade Glacier brand ice cream.
Oh, wow.
I guess that's a Pacific Northwest thing.
I guess so. Sounds
Never
like
Never heard
it.
Of it.
Cascades.
I think Disneyland snacks were mentioned here, but I'm not 100% positive. Probably.
Sounds likely.
Park snacks and food are mentioned in several previous episodes, though, so I suppose it will not be too out of place to mention them here. I have no memory of what I ate when my family visited in 1989. My food memory is surviving only from my 2000 trip, which is my second, and my 2005 trip, third and last, unfortunately. My favorite snack was easily the meat skewers at the Bengo Barbecue in Adventureland. Please tell me that place still exists. Oh, it is.
Yeah, it does.
And for us, it was like a special, because those are not cheap.
No, but they're so good.
Oh, my gosh.
Although,
they have a new thing there. I heard they have a new thing.
Oh, what's the new thing?
I just saw it on Mice Age. It's like a, Oh, it's a new, it's like a Slurpee type drink. It's like a new fruit.
The last time we went there though, not only did they raise the prices again, but they don't include the onion with it anymore.
It's bogus.
Which is either cheaping out. Good and bad for me because, dude, when I eat those things, I just like
really like no onion.
Yeah. I know.
Too
I
cheap
love those
to
onions.
Give you some onion. So I don't know if we talked about this in the episode you listened to, Mark, but the only time I would really have Bengo barbecue was at the Christmas party when it was 50% off all food.
Yep.
And we would go to town. We'd get like two of each skewer and like a filled pretzel. Just take everything on them. Just like $15 to $20 worth of Bengo barbecue.
Yeah. That's because it's $15 to $20 will get you like two of them now.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, gosh. It was so good. In 2000, I visited with an old high school friend of mine, and between the two of us, we probably consumed a dozen of them during our visit. In 2005, I purchased a chocolate-covered banana, which, though it unfortunately resembled a turd on a stick somewhat, was fairly darn decent. You never go wrong.
Yeah, there's always money in the banana stand.
But a little too frigid. It was harder than a rock. That is the problem with the frozen banana.
But that makes them last a long time.
Yeah.
I would always
so
eat the chocolate off.
That both my tongue and lips stuck to it like that kid's tongue in A Christmas Story. Forced me to walk around with it stuck in my mouth until such time as my saliva set me free. I could see that. The food at the Blue Bayou was excellent, but quite honestly, most food I have sampled at the parks has, both Disneyland and DCA, has been poor and sometimes positively gross. See, I never just go at hamburgers at Disneyland.
Yeah, I mean, there are certain things that I guess are kind of more blah, but there's, if you know what you're getting, like, there's some excellent food at the parks.
Dude, you can never go wrong with the corn dogs.
Oh, yeah, corn dogs are great.
You can never go, chicken strips, like at, like, the Stage Door Cafe.
Yeah.
Like, and I miss those mozzarella sticks. They used to have, cause now they're back to, like, the regular kind of plain. They used to have these fat mozzarella sticks that were, like, just like these giant sticks
they
kind of cheese.
They look like next to the corn dog.
Yeah,
and
dude.
Like a giant, yeah.
Oh, and now they're just like, I got them the last time we were there, and I'm like, oh, these are just regular cheese. They're still great.
Plus, you got the chicken fusilli over at the
Countdown chicken fusilli at the Buzz Lightyear is like the best thing. But over at California Adventure, they have that new, like, it's like Mediterranean, and they have some really good stuff.
Plus, bread bowls.
Yeah.
They got some great bread bowls.
All about, oh, dude, a boudin.
Yeah.
Get that bread bowl.
Yeah.
Well, then on the DCA side, you get that clam chowder or that other chowder bread bowl, boudin bakery. But on the Disneyland side, can't go wrong, gumbo.
Got gumbo, yep.
Get that gumbo, baby.
Oh, there's still a lot.
There's plenty of good
There's
stuff.
A lot of good food, but you're right.
My dream meal is the mint julep and the chicken fusilli. That's Andrew.
Yeah.
It's great. I've heard, so everybody's talking about at the, so they have that temporary Beauty and the Beast place.
Right.
At the, and they have the gray stuff.
Everyone says that's really good.
The mousse on like, it's supposed, it looks amazing. I want it. But I don't know, Disneyland, they got those like 3 days for $50 each day, but like that's $150.
Yeah. Which is, I mean,
a good deal.
Anything else, but.
But like, I still just like, man, if I'm going to do that, then I'm like, might as well, I don't know. It's so expensive.
It is. When Star Wars Land opens, though, I'm probably going to
gonna raise the prices. I'm probably going to do, like, a weekend trip.
We're going to have to do something like that because I have to see that.
Well, absolutely. But also, what are the lines going to
be? It's going to be insane.
Well, also, because now, so I was reading a whole thing about how they've lost favor with the Anaheim City Council, and they're actively like preventing them because they want to do, they need to, they're like, they're going to build this whole expanded parking lot.
Right.
And then like the footbridge going over and Anaheim now is like, you're not doing that. And without the footbridge, that parking lot is pretty useless.
Yeah. Cause then they got to shuttle people.
But they need that parking lot before Star Wars Land opens or they're going to be in like big trouble. Cause already the parking situation in Anaheim is nuts. Like, as you said, WonderCon was just a nightmare.
Yeah, it was
like,
insane.
And I mean, that proved to me why Comic-Con is pretty safe in San Diego. Because from what I heard, that parking situation was
they could
just
not handle a Comic-Con level number of people at
especially
all.
Especially in the summer in July when Disneyland is at its peak. Cause Disneyland wasn't even at its peak.
Yeah.
We are at peak. peak Disneyland and Comic-Con level people, there's no way that they would be able to handle. Where would those cars go?
There is nowhere for them to go.
And also the hotel situation I think would also
be. We had to park 20 minutes away and take an Uber, and that was, again, like just a regular old weekend. Like there's no way. There's no way.
All right. Well, okay. Where are we at here? I've been told to try the mint. Oh, speaking of. Oh, wait. Including, though, at least on, like, the hamburgers, the cookies at least look tasty. I like those big cookies.
I do, too, but...
Because they were only a dollar.
I'll tell you, I would go for the Rice Krispie Treats before I did a cookie.
The Rice Krispie Treats are pretty
good. Those are, if you're getting a prepackaged sweet treat.
I've been told to try the mint julep drink, which I sampled at a self-service fountain in the French Market Buffeteria queue, which is... That's gone now, unfortunately.
Is it really?
That's been gone, I think.
Oh.
The self-serve mint julep fountain.
Man, I mean...
They got rid of all those fountains, dude.
They caught on to us?
Because that was like a major scam.
Well, yeah, people would just go buy it. But I mean, like, but they still have the mint julep.
Just yeah, not the they, I don't, they definitely don't have that fountain anymore.
Yeah, okay.
Because I remember that fountain. Because also, that fountain was in a perfect place where I don't think you were supposed to get refills, but it was so easy.
Yeah, I thought you were allowed to get refills. Well, we always got refills.
Dude, but I don't think you were supposed to come back. I remember coming back throughout the day at that fountain.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure what the rules are. Maybe that's why they moved it.
The only place that's why Secret Nachos.
Yeah.
What the day that... Like, somehow they, like...
I'm afraid.
Because Universal has that thing where you have to scan
your cup. Yeah, well, they have that at Florida.
And you can only scan it once, and then you can't get a refill. And so I'm... But, like, I think they know... I think everybody involved in the Secret Nachos is it's cool, because it's Secret
cool,
Nachos.
Man. Yeah, it's cool. Just keep it cool.
If it was real cool, though, they wouldn't have... Because, like, the nachos have gotten way more expensive.
They have.
Remember when those nachos used to be, like, $7, and you got way more nachos?
Yeah, I do. Everything has gotten more expensive, but, you know...
It's still the best place, I think, because it's, like, super air-conditioned. Yep. There's usually not a lot of people there, and you got that Coke Freestyle.
You got the refills, man. Yeah, now, because it didn't used to be Freestyle. Yeah. It used to be just regular
fountain. But even then, it was still fountain, which is not a thing. It's like, when you find that, like, fountain drink at a Disney park, like...
It's not a lot.
Wow.
All right, what else does he say here?
All right.
he describes the...
He said, I thought it tasted, or I assume from refrigerated water somebody used to rinse their mouth of toothpaste. I think, man, I really like the mint julep.
I mean, it's not a drink I would have every day.
Very nasty, but to each their own, I guess.
It's not something I'd have every day, but it's kind of a cool, unique little treat.
Yeah.
I get that. If you're not into mints...
Well, that's like that icy mint Sprite. That's what it tastes like. It's like mint julep.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not something... Again, I wouldn't drink that all the time. It's a fun, like, one-time treat.
If anybody in Beijing... If we have any Beijing listeners can... Find I don't know if Icy Mint Sprite is still a thing.
Just send us some cool sodas, either way.
At least you can get me some Green Apple Fanta or something.
Yeah.
Or that, there's this weird Chinese peach soda I used to get all the time.
Mm. I like peach sodas.
They also had these gummy candies that I've only been able to get over there, although they had them at the freaking market that Ish used to take me to. What was that place called? Mitsuya? Ketsuya? Su? I don't know. In Irvine. It was this Japanese place, but they had these, there's these, I think they're Chinese, but they had them at every store where I lived, and they're these fruit gummies. So there'd be like a peach and like a cherry, and they were like the best gummies I've ever had in my entire life. And you know me, I'm a gummy connoisseur.
Oh, I know.
But they're, I don't know, man. I dream about those. And I don't think they were like candy. I think they were like fruit snacks. But they were like big and individually wrapped, like a gummy thing. But I don't know. It was weird. Man. All right. Favorite white elephant gift I ever made. I bought a toy plastic elephant and spray painted it with white paint. I wrapped it in a box with a bag of Tootsie Pops. It was for a white elephant gift exchange at an employee Christmas party, but unfortunately the gift exchange was canceled and donations were made for orphans somewhere, but they didn't bother to inform me of this change, so I showed up with the gift and they all looked at me funny. A week or two later, I wound up giving the gift as a tip to the woman who cut my hair. I told them to ignore the elephant and just enjoy the candy. The cat letter from the Nintendo Power read during episode number 49 was epic. Because the remember. Cat that the played cat Nintendo played
video games probably. Yeah, sounds about right.
All right, do we have time for another another one?
Let's yeah, this is this. A short one.
All right, episode number 51. Elk and deer meat is quite good, especially deer. But I haven't eaten any since my dad, the hunter, died a few years back. Pheasant is good too.
Pheasant sounds pleasant.
I like elk and deer. Brendan's wrestling obsession is entertaining. When he said Mantar, that's a thing. The hunter. Wait, no, that's what I went back. Mantar the hunter. I thought he said Mantard.
If you think his wrestling obsession was strong back then, just wait till he gets going.
Brendo, please don't be that guy, the guy who brands everyone a hater who doesn't like the movie or TV show you do. I don't think I'm that guy.
Well, you must have said something.
But it does get, I do think there's a huge amount, I think we both think that there's a huge amount of negativity in the world, and it's just so easy to trash everything.
Yeah.
But why waste your time doing that? I like to focus on the things that I like.
I agree.
And I think that there's too much just, like, I hate that, like, if you post about something on Facebook, it's usually going to be 20 people telling you why it sucks.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
And what I don't like is that when it's just cool to not like something, just for the sake of not liking it, without really, like, you know, so, evaluating its
merits. I don't think it makes me that guy, because I do encounter those people that, like, all criticism equals you're a hater.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with that either. But I also think that there's just too much negativity in the world, and I don't understand people that, like, spend a lot of time on things that they hate. Like me, I just move on, and I don't
spend my really time. Yeah, if you really like it, just don't pay attention to it.
Yeah. Like, you know, I'll never understand that.
You know how many times I've bothered to write on about things that I don't like that I don't care about? None time.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Except we do talk about Star Wars.
Well, that's because it's something that I love that was tainted, that's all.
It's a little different.
It's different.
This couch cast has a nice energy to it.
Oh, good old couch.
Good old couch cast. That's right. All the build up to the playing of Fireball Island for so many episodes, and then the link to the Fireball Island episode doesn't work on your site.
Oh, no.
Well, I don't know what to tell you about that. I'll have to look into it. That's weird. I found the episode on YouTube, but sheesh, that old webcam was awful. It's the same webcam.
Is it? No, I think that one, didn't I bring mine down one time?
Maybe.
I think I brought mine down.
Good for to some know reason. You have apparently upgraded since then.
Because remember, yours is like on your computer and we needed it on the floor. Yeah. I think it might have been mine. I don't know.
Because I've always had this one.
Yeah.
All right, episode number 52. The first film I ever saw in a theater was reissue of Disney's Snow White. That first multi-plane shot blew me away. I know, because that was like what, like 86, 87?
Something like that. And I remember going to...
Well, it came back a couple times.
Yeah.
But I remember the first Disney movie that I saw, and this would have been around the same... Because I can't... I'd have to look back, but I remember the two movies that I remember first... Some of my earliest memories, period, and I've talked about this. One, Return of the Jedi.
Yep.
That would have been 83. But then the other is a reissue of... The Rescuers.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that was also 83, maybe 84. Maybe 82, because I think I was 2 or 3.
Hmm.
And so I don't know. But I remember that. Those are my two earliest movie-going memories. But I remember seeing several Disney reissues, like Snow White. I remember seeing Fantasia in the theater, because my dad was a total Disney nerd. I remember seeing Fox and the Hound, definitely, because... That would have been a reissue because that came out like in 79, 80.
Yeah.
And then, but then I remember seeing that in theater like 86, 87. Because that was their thing. That was the whole Disney vault thing. Before home video, that was how they made their money.
That was how you saw those little movies.
That's how they made bank.
I'm trying to think. I know I saw Snow White and I probably saw others, but that's the only one I remember for sure.
Yeah.
I know there was others, and I remember watching them on, like, Disney Channel.
And then I remember definitely seeing the new ones that came out. Like, I remember seeing Great Mouse Detective in theaters. Hmm. I remember Oliver and Company, like, the pre-Little Mermaid stuff.
I think Great Mouse Detective gets a bum rap. I think that one's really good.
I agree, too. Vincent Price?
But Little Mermaid definitely was a game changer.
But that was the game changer. But there was still a couple, like, that I think they had, like, cause, like, for instance, Rescuers Down Under is freaking great.
Yeah,
but I think
I
it gets,
that
cause
one.
That came out after Little Mermaid, but that was probably definitely, cause Little Mermaid again, like, switched all the gears. But freaking, I love Rescuers Down Under. I've watched it. I had the Blu-ray when it holds up.
That was one of the movies that my little brother was obsessed with that he would watch on loop. Because kids now have more options, but like when you had just a few tapes, he would watch that one over and over and over.
To me, it was Robin Hood.
And that opening scene, in fact, when you got like the camera panning across or like zooming, you know, forward, like he would just repeat that scene over and over again sometimes so that it got worn out on our VHS tape of it. Great, great movie.
Yeah. All right. I think, let's see.
Well, we got to do this, right?
Yeah, we got to do that. So let's do that.
So we'll close it there, episode 52, pick up the rest.
55 is next.
It's good. We got quite a few episodes of Mark's musings there. Thank you again, Mark. Keep up the good work. I think we'll probably get through the rest of that.
Maybe.
We'll get through it at some point. That might take a couple episodes there.
All right. Well, you know what it's time for.
It's time.
It's time. It's Marmaduke time.
It is. All right, last episode was pretty great. Let's see what's going on here. I don't know, this one looks like it might be a phone-in one. All right, Marmaduke's sleeping on a bed, and Dot is frantically trying to make...
This looks like the same panel reused, like, three times.
Oh, yeah, the drawing of Marmaduke is, like...
Does not change.
She's struggling to pull a blanket out.
Also, he's small.
Yeah, he's very... He's asleep, he's calm.
He is.
If he gets worked up, that's when he grows. Because, yeah, he's tinier. He's smaller than Dot.
Yeah.
He is sleeping there. Dot's trying to pull out the blanket. She can't. Now she's trying to, like, tuck the blanket around him. He's tossing and turning. She's still trying to make the bed. And then he, like, rolls away. But she's successfully making it underneath him.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, it's just a picture of her, like, sweating. And she says, just once. And then it shows him on the bed with the bed all made perfectly under him. And he's asleep. And she's walking away. I'd like to make this bed without him in it.
That's not a joke. That's nothing. That's just Marmaduke is a big dog. He's on the bed. That's
Marmaduke is a big dog. Like,
there's nothing going on there.
I don't know.
But also, like, she doesn't get him to move. So again,
well, she can't.
Well, because he's
she can.
But he also has complete control over everything that they do.
Right. He makes her make the bed underneath her.
Yeah.
So that's true.
But it's still pretty.
That's not much of a joke there.
That's Brad Anderson is.
Yeah.
He was golfing that week.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Marmaduke won't get out of bed. There you go. That's, man. I almost feel like we should do another one.
They let him, that's like their bed.
Yeah.
Like, so Marmaduke is sleeping in, what if like, that's Marmaduke's bed and Dot and Phil sleep on the floor?
They must. Cause he has his whole like doghouse. He doesn't need to be in this bed.
Yeah. He's got his TARDIS doghouse. That's just further how he shows his power.
Yeah, I will sleep over in your bed when,
like,
I want to.
I'm in your bed.
Now, this picture, when he rolls over here, he looks very human-like in that. Like, his
that's
arms
like
move
person.
And stuff.
Like, I don't think dogs' hands and legs are, like, jointed that.
It's totally, like, he's rolling over like a human. But then, like, he's downright small in this. Look at that. He fits in between those two pillows.
Yeah.
This is the same dog whose head stands
above
the roof
sometimes.
Well, again,
this is probably his... Maybe this is where he stores all his energy.
Yeah, he shrinks down when he's sleeping. I mean, that's the smallest I've ever seen him.
That's when he's vulnerable.
He could be like a schnauzer there or something.
That's when you can take him out.
Yeah, but he's so powerful. He has this hold over.
We know he has the mind control.
Yeah. So she can't stop.
Look
at her face. She looks like miserable all throughout. Like,
well, they're his slaves.
Yeah, she's being controlled by him.
Yeah, I guess.
Man. That's quite a Marmaduke there.
Well, on the book side, I guess we can just... I need to go through these real quick. Because I finished that Pictorial History of Wrestling book a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it was funny because the way it basically portrayed wrestling is that up until the 60s, wrestling was completely real, you guys. Did you know this?
No.
Totally real. Totally. It was totally real on the level. And then for the big matches, it definitely keeps the kayfabe throughout the whole book. But then it does kind of be like, well, there's some shenanigans. But it never outright says. So they were still, this was still a period where they were definitely protecting the business.
Right.
Because it was based on, ticket sales were based on the idea that this was real. And so that, I'm glad that Carney thing is like gone. Like, a lot of people want to bring all that back. I'm like, no, that's basically based on, this is a con and we're conning you.
Right.
Now we're all in on it and it's fun. Like, why would you want to go back? I don't get it. like everybody was slipping out this week that like they all went to Rome and there was like Roman Reigns with like was taking pictures with like the guy he's like actively fighting against.
Yeah.
And like some of the fans were like, how could they do that? And I'm like, you don't get mad when you see like two actors like that are other like right. Come on. Gosh, grow up, stupid. Not like when I'm in Rome, I'm gonna take pictures with my friends.
Well, they say when in Rome. Yeah.
But it was fun seeing all the
Roman Reigns does.
Like, I love that they are just like, cause like they're in Rome, they're taking pictures of the Coliseum, they're just like, yeah, like
you would too if you were in Rome.
It was pretty awesome. It was fun seeing all their pictures. And then Nakamura wrestled at, this outdoor arena in Valencia, and like they showed a picture as like video of his ring entrance. It was pretty awesome. And man, they're in Spain.
Speaking of ring entrances. Yeah. I've watched yours a few times.
Oh, dude, I forgot. Oh, yeah. So I want to give special thanks. I posted links in the Facebook group and the MBWS Facebook group because the performance center, even though they didn't have to do this, they were kind enough to send me a link to the full video of my entrance. And, like, it's so great, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's so great. Like, as Chuck pointed out, like, if anybody asks you what the happiest moment of your life is, you can show them this.
See, I want to, like, edit together with your, oh, I'm the Brendo man, and then you come out and do your thing.
But then just, like, when it's, like, as Sarah Shockey, I was talking to her about it, and she pointed out, when they, like, just seeing his response to it, and you can also see how much fun all the wrestlers are having, and it's just so cool. And my favorite is when it pans to all the Chinese guys, and they are going crazy. Like, oh, dude, it's so fun. It's so fun. And I can't believe that happened. I can't believe that's a thing that I did.
Well, if you guys haven't seen it, it's in the group.
Yeah.
Radio Brendo Man group. So go check it out.
Oh, man.
Join our group.
A lot of people watched it.
Yeah.
And it got a good response. It got a real good response.
But in case people missed
it. Made a lot of people. Made me feel good that director Zach Knutson said it made his day.
Uh-huh.
That's Zach Knutson, director of Milius and lots of other awesome things. But hey, we're running out of time here. Also, all the Anna Green Gables books. So good.
Join our book club. Link at the top of the page.
Yeah.
It's been really good.
All right. I think that's going to do it for this week. So be sure to go to RadioBrendo.com. Check out all the stuff there. And we'll see you next time.
Absolutely.
After the great day of
next
whatever.
One you'll hear.
All right. We'll see. Hopefully. I'm going to freak out.
You're going to like it.
All right. Well, again, RadioBrendo.com, BenVNetwork.com, and for Radio Brendo Man, I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
Have a good one, everybody. And John Kubang do.
like wrestling? Well, I sure as hell do. I'm Brendan Creasy, and you can check out me and my friends talking about wrestling on Mr. Brendo's Wrestling Show, found at mbwspod.com or at benviewnetwork.com. If you're into WWE, ECW, Ring of Honor, PWG, other indies, all that stuff, New Japan Pro Wrestling, or if you don't even know what those are, I can tell you about them. So go ahead and listen to Mr. Brendo's Wrestling Show.
This podcast is a part of the Benview Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.